Blog Talk Radio. excited about what God is doing in the land, what God is doing for our young people, because our young people have to know that somebody is praying for them. Somebody is standing in the gap for them, because a lot of times people don't know that somebody cares. You will not believe how many young people are not covered. You will not believe how many young people are looking for answers, how many young people are searching to see if God is real. You would not believe how many young people just don't believe because of examples that have been in their life, and or because they have not been taught about the loving Jesus Christ, about the caring Jesus Christ, about how Jesus Christ has became and is known as a sacrifice for us, how he took on the sins of the world that we may live again, that we would have the right to the kingdom of God. You would not believe how many young people are looking for someone to tell them about Jesus. And so we're just praying for the young people on tonight. We're going to pray for their mental health. We're going to pray for their physical health. We're going to pray for their medical health. We're going to pray for their economic health. We're going to pray for their family love and their family life, the health and well-being of that. We're going to pray for their educational needs. We're going to pray for the safety for the drug trafficking, as well as the sex trafficking. We're going to pray that all of that has been, will be canceled, and will come to it. We're going to pray that the government put things back in place. You know, as I was growing up, I used to hear people say that a mind is a terrible thing to waste. Even the Bible says that an idle mind is a playground for the devil. It also teaches us that you raise a child and the way that they should go, when they get older, they won't depart from it. We got to get back to putting the word of God out there plainly so that the young people not only will see but can see. We have to let them know that when we were young, we did some things, we tried some things, we experimented with some things, but at the same sense, we knew that we could call on the name of Jesus. We're going to pray for the spirit of confusion. We're going to pray. We're going to touch every point that a lot of young people go through that they don't know that they can have a way out. You have some that have been shamed. You have some that are embarrassed. They don't know that there's a way out because nobody has shown them, or they have not had anyone that lives or have lived to see it. Our fifth Monday of every month, that the fifth Monday come in, we celebrate our youth. That's not just the young kids. That's the preteens. That's the teenagers, the young adults, the adults. You know, you got, my mom used to teach us, once an adult, twice a child. You have some adults that have never grew up in the mind. They have grew up in the body, in the age, but not in the mind. We're going to pray for that, that some people will open up their understanding to know that everything is not about me, my, and I. It's the three, but it's for the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, not me and mine. Yes, not me and mine. My sister, Apostle Elect, said something to me the other day. Her son had wrote down the word wow, and when he turned it upside down, it said mom. And I started giggling because I said, if you write down the word dad, if you turn it upside down, guess what, it still say dad. We're going to pray that families get back together. We're going to pray that the mothers become mothers in their children's life. We're going to pray that the fathers become fathers in their children's life, we're going to pray that the stepmothers and the stepdads that do step in, they don't step on the child or the young person, that they build them up. We're going to pray these things, and we're going to trust God with the things that we pray, because a lot of times we speak, but we're not having any action. We're speaking things, but they're not manifesting, as Apostle Elect would say. Where's the manifestation? You can't pray for things. We're going to pray for family members that have lost their loved ones, their youth, you know. We're going to pray for that, because a lot of times we get so caught up in what we got going on, you know. Because Minister Lon Seabury wasn't able to do the program tonight, I didn't know if I wanted to Facebook it. I had decided to do Blog Talk, but as I was waiting for Blog Talk, I could just hear the Spirit of God in my spirit saying, Facebook this. Somebody is looking, or somebody going to come across. Somebody needs to know, hey, Stan, thank you for checking in. Somebody needs to know that God still cares, because one thing we have not did enough of was showing love to our young people. We're quick to throw our hands up, quick to throw them in, and quick to say they should know better. But no, you have to. I know what I did. I'm going to speak for me. I had to remember at one time I was young, as the old folks used to say, wet behind my ears, had dirt behind my ears, hadn't learned how to wash behind my ears yet. I was once young, and I had to learn, but I learned because somebody was willing and wanted to teach. And that's how we have to do. Stop looking at a person or where they at and who child it is and say they should know. No, do you remember growing up? Sometimes your parents couldn't tell you nothing. Because you figured out it was why they were so hard on you for whatever reason you came up with. But everyone else can teach you something, but your parents couldn't tell you nothing. Or someone you knew that was loving you, whether it was an auntie, an uncle, a cousin, a grandmother, granddaddy, or even a distant relative, or a foster, adopted, whatever. Whoever it was that stepped in your life as an authority figure, they couldn't tell you nothing because they didn't let you have your way. Because they didn't let you have your way, you came up with a reason why you shouldn't listen to them. But if you remember whenever you were sick or got in trouble, after you called on Jesus, who was the next person you called on, depended on, waited on, and looked for to come on over and help you out? Let's think about that. And while we're thinking about that, I want you to get your Bibles, your pens, your papers, your pencils. You may want to write down something that you heard someone say or me say, or you may want to write down something you heard during a prayer. You may want to just write down just something while you're praying or we're praying and say, I need to say this to my loved one or someone that I love. If it's a child in your neighborhood that you see walking around with a need, step up. You know, you stay in the world, step your game up. Step up. Step up and help that child out, whether it's a pair of shoes, a coat, a hat, some gloves, or just to speak to them every day. Give them something to eat or, give them a couple of dollars, whatever. Step up. I didn't say spoil them. I didn't say look over them. Step up. Be an example for those that don't have an example. And he said, if you smile at someone, they'll smile back. If you give love to someone, I believe they'll give it back. Hey, Mr. Simmons, thanks for joining in. I believe that our young people are in such a way. The city is looking for, the state, the county, the country, is looking for a way to get through to our young people. But I tell you what, I believe, 2 Chronicles 7 and 14, if my people, I believe if we come together and we pray, and we pray, and we pray, and we pray, and we keep praying till something happens, I believe something's going to happen. I don't believe that it's the time to give up. I don't believe it's the time to throw in the towel. I don't believe it's the time to say, oh, well. They say a leopard can't change his spots. Or a zebra can't change his stripes. No. But you do know that each spot on the leopard connects to something. Each stripe on a zebra connects to something. If you was to change your spot of the mindset you have concerning our youth, I believe their mindset would change. Now, we know that some, we want to say, is beyond repair. But I believe if we pray, I believe if we pray for real, we could trust God. Let's start trusting God with our young people. Let's give them back to the Lord. Let's give them what they need. Somebody standing in the gap. Yes, Minister Margo, we must always pray. Let's always be mindful that somebody prayed for us. Me and my sister talks a lot about how when we were growing up, that we thank God for our mother. We thank God for our aunties and uncles and cousins and friends and our leaders at the church. We thank God that they prayed for us as well as their own children. They did not forget. They didn't throw us out there because we was hanging out and we was going out and we was doing us. We was being all that we can like the army. We was doing all that we can. They didn't give up. They kept praying, and because of the prayers of the righteous availed as much. Because of what they were doing, it's causing us to do what we're doing now. We're looking out for the next generation. Because, see, when you get to a place in life, you got to be able to look back and say, okay, God, I did what you said to do. That's how we want to make sure our name is in the Lamb Book of Life. We want to make sure our children's name are in the Lamb Book of Life. We want to make sure we're doing what God has put us to do. We all are our intercessors. Apostle Elect, are you on the line with me? I'm waiting to see if Apostle Elect is on the line with me. And is this anybody on Facebook?
Yes, I'm on the line, and there's others on the line as well.
And they pray and know how to pray. Please click in to become, if you would like to come on the camera with me to help us pray for the youth. I didn't say play. P-R-A-Y. I'm not looking for anybody to P-L-A-Y. I'm not looking for anybody to P-R-E-Y. I'm not looking for anybody to put anybody down. I'm looking for someone that's going to touch and agree, that's going to stand in the gap for our young people because they need it, and they need it now. They need the prayer. Possibly like Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, are you on the line with me?
Yes, and there's others on the line as well.
Okay, are you willing and ready to pray, or did you want to say anything before we start praying?
I am at whatever you need. I'm on the line and ready, and I'm sure there's others on the line that are ready as well. Because one should always pray.
Yes, that's what Minister Margo put on Facebook. We must always pray. Is there anybody on Blog Talk would like to start us off in prayer? If so, please come on and introduce yourself to myself, Apostle Elect, Cecilia, and to Facebook so we will know who we're talking with and where they're calling from, and we can begin to pray. If you just want to give us the area you're calling from.
This is Mother Tony calling from
Hello,
Dallas,
Tony.
Texas.
All right.
And I would like to start us off in prayer.
Amen.
And so giving honor to God, who's the head of my life, I thank him for just giving me a desire to seek his face, because I know he came, he was seeking after me. I thought I was giving my life to him, but he was seeking after me. And so as we pray for our young people, a lot of times, just that God would give them an opportunity to open up and hear from heaven. Satan has tried to sift our young people as sand. And because he knows that if he has the young people, he has the future. But God's plan is perfect, and it will not be thwarted. So we know that God has young people who are willing to give their life for him. And so we want to encourage them tonight. But those that are listening on that not sure if there's a Christ or not, I want you to know that Jesus Christ is waiting for you. He's looking for you. He says, seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened unto you. He desires to love on you like you desire to be loved. And Satan's biggest trick is to get you to believe that God is not real and that all that he offers is just unbelievable. But I'm going to tell you that God is real and his love is beyond anything you can even hope, imagine, or dream. He would not come to cause you to harm yourself. That spirit of suicide is everywhere, and it is taking our youth over, but we bind that right now in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And we come against it because we can stand on God's word.
Amen.
And I was reading in Mark 11 and 22. It says, have faith in God. Jesus answered, truly I tell you, if anyone says to this mountain, go throw yourself into the sea, and does not doubt in their heart, but believe that what they say will happen, it will be done for them. Therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours.
Amen.
And when you stand praying, if you hold anything against anyone, forgive them, so your Father in heaven will forgive your sins. And so God tells us that we can count on him. He has the authority, and he has given that authority over into our hands to be manifest in history right now in this time. And so we stand with you, Minister Kaiser and Apostle-elect, and all that's on this line, as we stand arm in arm, standing for our young people today. And so, Lord, we ask that you first forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness, that our prayers will not be hindered, O God, our Savior and our Father. We bring you the youth today, and you see how Satan is destroying them. We can tell it's him because he steals, kills, and destroys.
Yes.
And so, Lord, we ask that you lift up a standard against this spirit of suicide right now, that you tear down those strongholds, that you bind that evil spirit, Lord God, and that you cast it into the sea, Lord, and it will go away, that it will not plague our young people. And we ask, God, that in its place you put, Lord, that hope, that their hearts to seek after you, to want to desire to know more of Christ, that they, Lord God, will seek after you, and that, Lord, you send the church. It wasn't the government you sent. You said in Jeremiah. You said, if my people, you didn't say White House. You're not going to start at the White House. You're going to start at the church house, my people.
That's who
are called by my name. And so, God, we are called by your name. We desire, Lord God, to be called children of God, that we will be faithful to the call that you have sent us to. So, Lord, send us to the highways and the hedges. Send us to the young people that they might know that someone is hearing their cry and that they can be delivered from all of their troubles. Oh, God, teach us, Lord God, how to stand in this last and evil day against, Lord God, all that Satan is pouring out against the young people, against just not the young people, the whole world. And so we stand in the place. We know that the only reason that the world has not been destroyed is because the righteous are here. And we are called your righteousness, not because we're good, but because you're good and that your blood covers us. And it keeps us, Lord God. And so we ask that you, Lord God, manifest your word in our lives, that we might be willing, Lord God, to be willing servants, to go after the youth, to speak and pour into their lives, to let them know that somebody loves them. Lord, that we'll be those arms in your hands. Lord, just not a word, but we will be actively involved, Lord God, in saving the youth of today. We just thank you, Lord God, for this time that we get to be together, that we might pray that your kingdom come and that your will be done. These things we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Is there anyone else who would like to pray?
Amen. This is Cecilia. I just want to continue in the prayer for the youth and those that are emotionally, chemically, biologically, and physically bound, whether it's from unforgiveness or if it's from someone that touched them inappropriately and they're holding a grudge, whether it was from incest or violence or whatever it was. Whether it was even if they were touched and it was from gossip, or if they were touched from bullying, if they were touched from any type of perversion, whatever it was, I'm praying for the mind and the ears and the tongue and the heart of the youth so that they can be released, because no weapon formed against them can prosper, and every tongue that rises up against them, thou shalt condemn. Father God, we pray for the sicknesses and the misalignments and the imbalances and the infirmities that have affected the youth's central nervous system, God. So we pray for the central nervous system. We pray for any type of cancers or leukemias or anemias that have caused them to have problems with their vision. We pray for their circulatory and cardiovascular system, for anything that's causing blockage or malfunctions or clots or disorders. We pray for their lymphatic systems, for anything that has caused them to have different types of even AIDS or HIV or pancreatic issues or liver issues or immune system issues. We pray for their digestive system, anything that's caused them to have any type of reflux or imbalances or lesions. We pray for their reproductive systems so that they will be able to multiply when they're married. In the name of Jesus, we pray for any fibroids or tumors or cysts that they're having problems with. In the name of Jesus, we pray for their musculoskeletal systems, whether they're having pain or stiffness or any type of problem from not exercising or just sitting around the house playing video games or whatever the cause is, even if it's natural or something that they inherited. We are praying for their respiratory system, anyone that's having problems with asthma, bronchitis, anyone that's having difficulty breathing, anyone that's having problems with their O2 and CO2 exchanges, those that are having problems with their integratory system, their skin, that they're having allergic reactions, or if they're a victim of burn, a burn victim, whatever is causing them to have that those pulse like pus and growths, whatever it is on their skin, or if they're having alopecia or anything, God, we pray for them. We pray for them to be whole. We pray for them to be healed. We pray for them to know that they know that they know that the word of God says that no weapon formed against them shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against them shall thou shalt condemn. God, cause them to wear their whole armor of God. Don't let them not have on their feet shrud with the shoes. Don't let them go around without their helmet on, God. Don't let them put on it partially, and don't let them put on something that's too large for them like they tried to do with David when he had to go before Goliath, God, but properly adore them and adorn them in that which they need to have in order to fight the fiery darts of the enemy. God, in Jesus' name, not only teach them how to pray, but teach them how to submit when they pray, not to just go through the motions, God, but to pray from their hearts. Pray from their heart of flesh. Pray from their heart that's like Christ, for you want them to have the mind of Christ. We want to love that agape love, God. Teach them how to love. God, some of them are going to be walking, living epistles for their parents, their sisters, their brothers. They're even the people that are in the classrooms with them, whether they're in college or whether they're in a university, postgraduate school, whether they're in elementary school. God, cover them. Cover the children, God. Protect them from those people that would try to hurt them just because they would try to overpower them. But, God, I ask you to send your angels and encamp them all around them, God, so that if anything or anyone would try to hurt them, God, they would see angels all around them. They would see your protection all around them. I plead the blood of Jesus. Cover their minds, the blood of Jesus. Cover their eyes, the blood of Jesus. Cover their ears, the blood of Jesus. Cover their bodies from their head to the toe, from the inside out. Cover them, God. They need to be covered, and they need to know that they're covered by you, God, for there is no greater covering than to be covered by God. We thank you for even the husbands that are covering their wives that are symbolic of your covering. In the name of Jesus, teach the husbands how to be examples for the children of a proper covering, God. Teach us how to be able to come to you even when we don't have husbands, that we know that you are our covering, God, that we know that we can go to the church and the church will cover us, not use us or abuse us. We can go on our jobs and you can give us a covering even on our jobs. You can give us a covering wherever we are, God. And while we're there before you, God, teach us to praise you. Teach us to know that the Father seeketh such to worship him, for they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth, God. Teach us to come to you daily saying, teach us how to pray, God. Teach us the power of your prayer. Teach us the perfecting of your prayer. God, teach us how your word even reminds us that the Lord will perfect that which concerneth you, God. It says, concerneth me thy mercy, O Lord, endureth forever. Forsake not the works of thine own hand. Teach them young, God, how to work with their hands. For even you remind us that our hands work like a hammer that breaks the rocks into pieces, and that you even give us the ability, God, to write the vision and make it plain. Make them entrepreneurs at a young age. Make them wealthy at a young age. Not just wealthy in finances, but wealthy in your word, wealthy in your wisdom, wealthy in your revelatory knowledge. God, teach us the wealth of your word. Teach us the wealth of your praise. Teach us the wealth of seeking you. Teach us the wealth of worship and adoring you. Teach us the wealth of surrendering to you. Teach us the wealth, God, of knowing that we can stand on your word, the wealth of knowing that we can preach and teach your word at whatever age you call us and send us. God, teach us about your loving kindness, God. Teach us how to hunger and thirst after your righteousness. Teach us, God, how to have faith the size of a mustard seed, and we can tell that mountain to be thy removed. Teach the youth, God, they're never too young to tell that mountain to be thy removed. God, teach them about your Holy Spirit. Teach them about your Son, Jesus. Teach them about you, God. Teach them your name. And how you're El Elyon, how you're Jehovah Rapha, for you'll heal us. God, you're great, you're sovereign, you're Alpha and Omega. You're the beginning and the end. You're Adonai, God, you're our Father, but yet you're our Daddy. You're our friend, you're our strong tower, you're our strength. God, you're our deity, you're our master, but yet you're our friend. God, you're so faithful, teach us how to be faithful to you. God, teach us how Jesus is without spot or wrinkle. Even as Mother Toni prayed, God, we need for you to teach the youth who you are, God, and let them know that you will manifest yourself to them, not just in dreams and visions, but in life. God, teach us. Teach us how to magnify you, God. Teach us how to know that we know that we know without a shadow of a doubt that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Thank you, God. And as we submit to you, God, teach us how to get on our knees. Teach us how to lay prostrate before you. Teach us how to ask you, God, what do you want me to pray today? God, what do you want me to pray this evening? What do you want me to pray tonight? God, for we're to pray without ceasing. And we thank you, God, for the honor of praying, for the honor of laying before you and having a selah, a moment of quietness where we can hear you. A moment of quietness where we can listen to what are you saying, God. Thank you for being an exceeding great reward. Thank you, God, for who you are. You are a rock. You're the one and only true and living God. You're our advocate. We ask you to be an advocate to those, as Mother Toni prayed about, that would have suicidal thoughts. But God, give them your word that says you love them and that you'll never leave them nor forsake them. Whether they're on a mountaintop or in a valley low, God, you'll never leave them nor forsake them. God, we thank you for the blood of Jesus. We thank you for the keys that you've given the youth and the young people and everyone, the keys to bind and loose.
Yes.
God, be God. God, be God. Teach them how to be sober and yet vigilant. Teach them how the adversary, the devil, walks to and fro like a roaring lion,
yes,
seeking
fine.
To destroy them. But God, you said resist him. And be steadfast in faith, God. And God, when they resist him, we know that he'll flee. Have your way, God, in the youth's life. In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name.
And amen.
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 Is there anyone else who'd like to pray? Okay, I think that's all the ones that's on Blog Talk that want to pray right now. So I'm going to pray next. Father God, we come to you right now asking you to let every father step up to be a father to his son. Teach them how to be a man. Teach them how to be a provider, a protector. Teach him how to be a father. God, let every father step up and ask you to teach him how to be a father, to teach him how to teach his son to seek you day and night, to cry out unto you, O God, asking you for wisdom and understanding. God, we ask you to let the fathers that haven't been at home go back home to raise their own children, as well as help with the other children that's in their lives. Let them step up as fathers to let a son see what a father would be. Let a boy see what a real man would be. God, we just ask you to teach the fathers how to come back to you to be the father that you have made them to be. God, teach the fathers how to be the first ones to show their daughters how a man should treat a woman and how a man should around his child, his daughter.
Yeah.
How a man should carry himself in front of his daughter. Teach her how to sit with her legs closed. Teach her how to sit as a woman and the type of woman that a man should look for. God, teach the fathers how to be the first one to tell their daughters that you're beautiful. They shouldn't have to look for it outside the home, because he's teaching her in a fatherly way how a father or a man should treat his child as well as his wife. God, teach the men how to be men in their homes, to provide for their homes, to protect their homes. Even if they are a stay-at-home dad, there's no shame in that. Teach them how to be there for their daughters as well as their sons. God, teach the mothers how to want to be mothers to their children, to their sons, to teach them what the kind of woman they should want. Teach the mothers how to teach their sons how to look for a woman. Teach the mothers how to be a mother to their son. Be their mother, not their girlfriend. To raise them to be men and not boys. To raise them to want to provide, want to protect, and want to be a preventer. God, teach the mothers how to teach their daughters how to sit, how to carry themselves, how to dress, how to act. Teach them, Lord God. Teach them how to teach their children to be just that, a child. Teach them how to teach them that Exodus 20 and 12 says, honor thy mother, thy father, this green earth that the Lord has given thee, that thy days may be longer. God, teach the parents how to be parents, whether they're co-parenting or parents in the house. Teach them how to be single parents. God, is so much that we need for the parents to do, whether they're foster parents, whether they're step-parents, whether they're our biological parents. God, teach them how to ask you for help. Teach them how to come to you in order to say, God, I need your help. I need your wisdom. I need your understanding. God, teach them how to dedicate their kids back to you, O Lord. If they didn't do it when they were born, God, teach them how to give them back. Give them back to you and say, God, have your way in their life. Teach me how to be that mom. Teach me how to be that dad. As we're growing up, I'm your parent to teach you, but when we get you get older, we can become friends. Teach parents how to be their parent and not their friend at the appropriate time. God, just teach us how to be there for our children, how to pray for them day in and day out, how not to leave anything for granted. As Minister Margo said, we must always pray. As Apostle Elect said, we must always be praying. As Mother Tony said, we must always be praying. God, teach us how to see each one of our children as individuals, to see each one of personality. Teach us how to build them up. Your word says our ministry starts at home. God, teach us how to have a house in order that lines up with your word. God, we ask you to come into each and every home of every viewer, every listener that's live or in the archives or on the replay. God, we just ask you right now to cover. Cover every home that's dealing with loss of a loved one right now, oh God. Teach us how to let them know that absence in the body is present with the Lord. Teach us, God, how to be there. Teach us how to just step up and step out when someone needs to be comforted. Teach us how to be a comforter and not a person that's causing confliction, not a person that's being confrontational, not a person that's being agitative, but God, teach us. Teach us how to not be a parent that sends their children to wrath, that send their children on a wild and out. God, teach us how to be quiet when we need to be quiet. Teach us how to pray when we need to pray. God, let our children see us call on you, cry out to you, pray unto you, wait on you. God, teach us how to teach our children by seeing what we do when we say, I trust you, oh God. I trust you with everything. Teach us how to be the first example. Teach us, oh Lord. Teach us how not to make our children think we never did anything wrong. Teach us how to communicate with our children. Teach us how to teach them, don't go this way because I tried it. Don't go this way because I did it. Don't do that because this is the outcome. This is the end result. Teach us how not to be so almighty we can't be honest with our children. Teach us how to apologize to our children for any hurt we have caused, physically, emotionally, verbally, mentally. God, teach us. Teach us how not to be so caught up on me, my, and I. Teach us how to be a sharing parent. That if I have two pieces of chicken, I will give my child one. Teach us, God, that we ought to put our children first. Their well-being. God, we ask you for educational rescue, economical rescue for our communities, for our children, for our families. God, we ask you to give us everything we need. God, teach us how to call on you day and night. Teach us how to repent daily. Teach us how to trust you, how to wait on you. God, teach us how to talk to you. Teach us how to pray to you. Teach us, oh Lord, to hear your voice. Teach us how to have for a desire to hear your voice. Teach us that to ask you to help us learn to hear your voice, to recognize your voice, God, and no other that we may follow. Teach us, oh Lord, how not to be ashamed of you before man. Because, God, we don't want you to be ashamed of us before your Father. Lord Jesus, we ask you these things. We ask you, God, to just come into our heart. God, we just ask you to be our Lord and Savior. We ask you to be everything that we need you to be, God. We ask you to communicate with us in dreams. We ask you, God, to answer the prayers. God, you say you reign on the just as well as the unjust. You bless the just as well as the unjust. God, we know that you can touch each and every heart. And we ask each and every heart that you know God is knocking at your heart. Let them in. Invite them in. Sup with him. Stay with him. Talk with him. Embrace him. Let him embrace you. Receive the Lord Jesus in your life right now. Receive him. Receive him. Receive him. Don't care what other people say or think. Receive the Lord. Because when we leave this world, We on a one-on-one basis. God, I don't want to hear you say step to the left because I know you not. God, we want our name written in the Lamb Book of Life. We ask you for life, God. We ask you for your mercy. We ask you for your grace. But most of all, God, we ask you for your forgiveness. God, we believe you died and rose on the third day. We know that you died for our sins. God, we want to be your walking epistles. God, we want to be able to testify and tell people we are a walking miracle. We want to be able to tell people about your many blessings. God, we just trust you. We trust you, we trust you, we trust you, oh God. Put a song in our heart, God, no matter what we hear. We hear your song ringing in our ears. No matter what we feel, we feel your love and your song burning in our heart. God, give us your heart, a heart of flesh and not of stone. God, cover our street in whatever city or state we live in. Cover our street, cover our neighborhood, God. Go into every house, oh Lord. God, if just one of us stand in the gap for our family, just one, one can make a difference. One can make a difference, God. One can make a difference. And if that one get another one and they touch and agree, God, we just thank you, we 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 thank you, oh Lord. For God, we trust you concerning our lives, concerning the loved ones' lives, concerning our family life. God, we just thank you.
We thank you,
oh Lord. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. God, we know that we don't dot every I. We don't cross every T. But God, we stand in front of you, asking you on this night, forgive us, oh God. Forgive us, oh God. And any and everyone listening and looking in, we want you to know that this is the time you can throw your hands up and say, Father, I repent.
Yeah.
I ask you to come in, God. I ask you to come in, God. Come into my heart. Come into my mind. Come into my spirit, oh God. God, I ask you to save me. Forgive me. God, I'm repenting of everything I've done, everything I've said. God, if it looked like I was out of order, God, I'm asking you to forgive me.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
Forgive the way I talk. Forgive the way I overlook. God, give us a spirit of meekness. Give us a spirit of humility. God, we want people to see you when they see us, oh God. God, let us decrease that you may increase. Move me out the way, God. Have your way. Have your way, God. Have your way. Have your way, oh Lord. Have your way. No more I but you, oh Lord. It's all about you. God, we thank you, we thank you. We thank you, we thank you for a new year. God, I don't care what the teachers say. I don't care what the teachers say. I don't care what my neighbors say. But God, I ask you what you say. God, we speak life into all these dead, dry bones. We speak life. In all these dead situations, we speak life over us, oh God. Over us, oh God, we speak life. God, make our lives and our household line up with your word. Yes, God. We thank you for the change. We thank you for the change, oh God, that has come, the change that is coming. The change that is taking place. We ask you, that God, not to give us up on us, oh God. We trust you, God. Don't hand us over to a reprobated mind. We ask you to get a hold to all the minds of confusion, God. Let it line up with your word. You said Adam and Eve. Let every Adam be Adam and every Eve be Eve. God, we ask you right now, let us line up with your word. Let us line up with your word, oh God. In Jesus' name, I pray these things, and I pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Is there anyone else on the line would like to pray? Thanks for joining in. I love you, girl. Thank you for joining in, Contessa. Is there anyone else on Blog Talk would like to pray right now? Okay, well, it is 8:58. Mother Tony, I thank you so much. I thank you so much.
You're always
stepping up. Minister Margot, I thank you for your encouragement. Apostle Dr. Kaiser, I thank you so very much for always being there, also in stepping up. I thank every listener on Blog Talk tonight. I thank every viewer on Facebook tonight. That will be showing this on the replay. We have an echo because somebody is listening on the phone and looking at Facebook at the same time. One of them have to be muted. But anyway, we just want to thank God for tonight. I thank God for everything he's about to do. The last 2 weeks I've been having a song in my heart that says, to God be the glory. To God be the glory. I don't care what it looked like. You know, some of us that went and saw some doctors and they didn't gave us some information, but I'm telling you like this, I trust God. And I know you trust God. No matter what they say, I trust God. I'm not dwelling on what they saying. I'm dwelling on what God told me to do. He said, if I build his house, he'll build mine. He said, if I take care of his house, he'll take care of mine. So I want you all to know, no matter what that looked like back there, press towards the mark. Get in order. Get in line with God's word and watch what God do. It's too late in the season to worry about if your shoes is matching your coat. And I'm not talking about in the natural. I'm talking about in the spirit. Get in the spirit realm. Talk to God. Ask God what it is. It ain't too late to get on assignment. Even on Facebook and in TikTok and everything else, y'all saying I understood the assignment. The assignment is to get right with God. That's an assignment. So understand the assignment. Repent and get right with God. Okay, now, come back this Friday. It will be the first Friday of February, and that is my Friday on Facebook Live as well as Blog Talk. That's at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Come back on Sunday mornings at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's Sunday morning. Come back next Monday. That will be 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Our speaker will be our very own Dr. Serena Wright. I thank God for Smile 3, Iron Sharpening Iron. And anytime we have speakers, if they can't make it, oh, you're going to look up. Somebody's going to be on Blog Talk and or Facebook doing what God told us to do. You, we pray for you not just once a month, but we pray for you every day of our lives. Don't think we just do it on the fifth Monday. No, we just come into corporate agreement on the fifth Monday. But we pray for you every day of our life, whether we're on Facebook, Blog Talk. We pray for you even in our regular walk of life. So don't think you don't matter. You matter to us 24/7, 52 weeks a year. I'm going to say 366 days because you get it twice on one day. So just knowing that God loves you and we love you and there's nothing you can do about it. Apostle-elect, do you have any final words that you would like to give us before we close out?
No, ma'am. Thanks for asking.
Mother Tony, do you have any final words you would like to give before we close out?
Well, we just want the saints of God just to be faithful to what God has called them to, and we stand with you. We thank you for being faithful to what God has called you to do, and because of that, you have a crown in glory. And so we just want you to know that it is in his word that he has purpose for your life, and because you stand, because you're obedient, he is going to bless you according to your cause of his riches and glory. So be encouraged. Be encouraged to continue to stand, and we love you. We love you.
Thank you. I love you all so much. And don't forget our foundational scripture is Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So with that being said, just remember, to God be the glory. To God be the glory. To God be the glory for the things that he has done. Good night, everyone.